Put money elsewhere and try different things. Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Wright's World. I'm your host, Bryson Wright. And on this week's episode, we're going to be diving into a little conspiracy theory that last week when I was editing the video, one of my friends called and, you know, we kind of dove down into this rabbit hole of, not going to tell y'all what it is yet, but this little conspiracy theory. This episode may be a little shorter though, just because I have like a little cough and I'm probably going to have to keep pausing and like starting back up and I'll probably get annoyed. But hey, quickies aren't always bad. So with that being said, let's get into what's right in this world. And what's right in this world is they, like US and China, you know, we're usually at conflicts, but this last couple months, we've been working on something apparently that I didn't know about. This article said that they turned salt water into actual drinking water. And obviously, like, you know, for the people that don't know, like, we can't drink salt water, like, it doesn't, like, help us at all. That's why people stranded, like, out on a random boat that, like, run out of gas or whatever, they can't drink water, they get all dehydrated because you can't drink salt water. And I'm pretty sure it makes you crazy, and then it makes you, like, super sick, so I'm not 100% sure on the crazy part, but I know it makes you sick. So it's super cool that we were able to find a way to, I guess, extract all the salt out. It said that they use sunlight to help get all of it out and then ran it through a couple of filtration things. And, you know, it turned out drinkable. So they didn't like say what it tasted like. I don't know if it still has like a salty taste or if it just tastes like regular tap water. But they also said that it's gonna be probably cheaper than like regular water, so that's nice. You know, prices are going up on everything, so the cheaper the water, the better for me. So hopefully they get that rolling and we can drink all the salt water we want. My only thing with that is like, this is gonna sound dumb as fuck, but eventually could we run out of ocean, like if we drink too much water? I mean, I know that's super like damn near impossible, but theoretically, like, lakes run dry because we're constantly drinking and using lake water. If we change that to ocean, like, wouldn't we eventually run out of ocean? I don't know. Just some food for thought, but hey, still kind of cool. Hopefully, you know, works out and we're able to do that because, you know, some people don't have drinking water and we need drinking water. So yeah, that's what's right in this world is we're turning salt water into drinking water. Kind of cool. Kind of not if we make the ocean run dry, because then we can't surf. And then all the little fishies, they run out of homes. Then, like, we discover mermaids, but we discover Atlantis too. Then all of a sudden there's this big ass hole in the earth. Like, you know, because the ocean's way down there. It's super deep. I don't know. There's a lot of things that could go wrong with it, but hopefully it's a great thing. And then before we get into the conspiracy theory, I'm going to give y'all something that's, you know, wrong in this world. And I actually dropped my microphone a couple of days ago, and now it has like this little dent in it. So if this recording sounds a lot different than the previous ones, that's why. And also, I'm not sick, but I have a cough, and I think I sound kind of weird right now. So that has something to do with it too. But if you hear like more like static or whatever, it's my dropped microphone. I was dumb and tried to pull a blanket out from underneath it, and then it rolled down, and boom, boom. Now there's a dent in it. And you know what? I'm not gonna buy a new one anytime soon because this little thing was kind of expensive and I haven't had it for a year yet. So you know what? We're just gonna keep on keeping on unless I get a whole bunch of reports and like comments and like 1-star ratings, then you know, I'll get a new one. But for right now, we're gonna stick with this one. And so I was talking about last week, one of my friends called and while I was editing the video and talked about a conspiracy theory. And it was actually about the moon. Like, he was like, bro, I don't think we landed on the moon. And his whole thing was, it started with the Elon Musk, you know, how he has SpaceX right now and he's trying to fly up to the moon. Well, apparently he's been working with NASA. And apparently he's been doing the SpaceX bullshit since like 2002 or something like that. And my friend like heard about that get into like a wormhole. He's like, all right, if Elon Musk, like the richest man on Earth, can't get to the moon, and like he's even working with NASA, like have we ever been to the moon? So he was thinking no, and he still thinks no, that we haven't been. And then he started questioning. He's like, all right, if we can't get there with like the latest and greatest technology we have right now, how could we have got there in the 60s? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And so he called me, and like we're on the phone for like 30 minutes talking about this shit. And he's like hell-bent. He's like, no, like the moon landing was fake, because how are they communicating back with like Earth using? And I was like, dude, they use like radios or whatever. He's like, we have phones that like lose connection, and like our technology is so much better than it was way back then. I was like, I can't answer the communication thing, but I can't answer why I think Elon Musk, like they don't let him get to the moon, or why it keeps failing. Is because I don't think they would let one individual come up with a way to get to the moon, even though like he is the richest person, because that takes like so much like power away from them, like being able to fly people to the moon, that they don't, like no government wants that. Because I'm pretty sure like all the space programs, even though if we're all at like war on Earth, like everyone in space is like cool. So that's kind of like, there's like a big ass space treaty that once we leave the atmosphere, everything's neutral, we're all good up there. So if you ever like habitat the moon, maybe there will be peace up there. I don't know. But then that also, so he doesn't think the moon landing's real. And I'll tell y'all my like official opinion on it after I list like everything that we're gonna talk about on this, because you know, moon landing is a conspiracy theory that like a lot of people think that we didn't do it, which, you know, there are some like pretty like good facts about it, like that I'm like, like I could see why I'm questioning this. But I'll let y'all form y'all's own opinion. I'm gonna give y'all the conspiracy theory and kind of tell y'all why people think about it like that, and then I'll give y'all NASA's, or not necessarily NASA's, some of them are NASA's, but other people's like theories of why the moon landing actually happened. So yeah, we'll go ahead and jump into that. So a lot of people question, most of these are about the pictures. A lot of people question in the picture. I'll post it on the Instagram. I'll post all these pictures that I'm talking about on the Instagram, so y'all know what I'm talking about. But most of like all the pictures, people question this, and it's like, why can't we see the stars? But and so like they're claiming, like the conspiracy theorist people are saying that it was like done in a Hollywood set, which like kind of makes sense on why we would want to show that we were going to the moon first. Because if you think about the time, like it was us in the Soviet Union, like we were trying to race to the moon. So I could see why we would want to lie about it, but I don't see why we would lie like six different times when we landed on the moon. So those two things kind of contradict themselves. But as far as the stars go, a lot of people thought that it was like a Hollywood set, and they just couldn't make out every star like in the Milky Way galaxy, so they just left it blank and assumed that people wouldn't realize, but a lot of people did. So that brought them to saying that the reason that there's no stars on it is because the moon's rotation at that spot that they were at when they were taking the pictures, it was daytime. So technically, like, it's weird to think about the moon having like days and nights, but it does rotate around the Earth like on its own axis, and it is spinning at that point in time. I'm pretty sure it's spinning. I'm not for sure if it's spinning, but maybe they just landed on the side of the moon that was facing like the sun. So that kind of checks out. That's a good, like, I could see why people question it, but then I can also see why there aren't any stars. Because it'd be like during the daytime, we can look up, we know there's stars there, we just can't see them because the sun's too damn bright. And then, you know, if you take, like, even now when I take pictures of, like, the stars with my iPhone, it looks like shit. Like, when I was on that night hike, I was trying to take pictures of the stars, you can't see anything. So imagine a camera 60 years ago, and it just, it's not going to be that great quality. So, that's one little conspiracy theory. Where are the stars at in all the pictures? Another one is, and this one's like borderline too damn scientific for me, like when they were explaining it, but I'm going to kind of just give the brief rundown and then the brief explanation that quote-unquote NASA has. So the moon landing, right, they had these pictures, and then there's shadows in the pictures. And the conspiracy theorists were claiming that the shadows didn't run parallel, like that it looked like it was coming from a different light source. So they were claiming that it was like Hollywood lights or like studio lights. And NASA's comment to that was, it was just the way the sun was positioned at that point in time, that even though they were facing this way, the shadow is actually parallel. You just can't tell from the camera because you can't see where the sun is at that time. And I don't know, maybe that checks out, maybe it doesn't. I can't tell where the sun is. Like, honestly, I don't really know. I'm indifferent on this one. Like, maybe it's not parallel and NASA's lying. Maybe it is parallel and the conspiracy theories are just, like, fishing for something. This one, I can't really, like, form an opinion on. I'll post it on the Instagram, like I said. And this one I'll actually do in the stories and see what y'all think on it. If y'all do think it's parallel or if not, we shall see. Then the last little picture conspiracy theory is, I think Neil Armstrong took the picture of the other dude and he was like so far away that he took it and you can't tell that a camera's in his hand because of the reflection off of the dude's visor. And a lot of people were saying, oh, like you can't see the camera. But he was a good ways away and he had zoomed in on the camera according to everyone that was there. He had zoomed in on the camera and where his hands are, it's where the camera would be. Like it's on a chest mount, so he would just press a button and boom, boom, it was taken. And that's what they're claiming, but it's just too hard to tell in this one, like if there is a camera, because you can't really see too much in the visor. Like it's a dope ass picture, like it's such a cool picture. If I was the astronaut, it would be my Tinder profile picture because, you know, such a flex. But you just can't, like, you can't see in the mirror or, like, the reflection visor just because, like, have y'all ever looked in a mirror and then, like, keep stepping back and then eventually you can't see, like, you can't make out shit, like, if you're holding something. So to me, that's what it is. Like, if it is true, if I do believe it's true, we'll figure that out at the end of this. That's why it would be. And then, you know, the stars are in this one as well. They're actually lacking the stars in this one, and that's what people are questioning. So, this one, I can see both sides. I can see why we're questioning it because, you know, one would think that the reflection would be pretty solid and we would be able to see it. But I also can see if it's really far away, it's just going to look like a smudge, and it does to me. So, we'll see. I don't know. Can't really define that one, but I'll post it and see what y'all think. Then the next one is very, very scientific-y that I can't really explain, like, either side, but I'm gonna do my best. So, basically, the conspiracy theorists are claiming that when you go off into space, like, you would get too much radiation and you would die. But then NASA's claiming to, like, debunk that conspiracy theory, that if you went through it fast enough, you wouldn't get enough radiation and, like, you wouldn't die instantly. And, you know, if they did make it to the moon, that would be why, like, they went through it super fast. But I do know that, like, so pilots, for instance, they, just because they're so close to the, like, they're way up in the sky, they get more radiation. And, like, when you fly on a plane, you get more radiation than you do, like, chilling down here. And everyone's like, we don't get radiation down here. We do. We get, like, a small, very, very small amount of, like, just living radiation. I know it sounds super weird, and I could, like, go into a lot of detail explaining it because I'm a radiation therapist, but I'm not going to. Just know that, like, just chilling here, we do get, like, an average daily dose of radiation. Not enough to do anything or, like, cause any serious damage. It's just, like, a natural thing. So when you get higher up, the more exposed you are to it, so I could see why that would be a problem, especially if there is, like, a certain point that, you know, you pass your radiation dose limit, and then that's a big problem. But also, like, these people were hauling ass, so I imagine they weren't there that long. So, I don't know. That one's a little too scientific-y, though. Like I said, I can't speak too much on it because, you know, I don't know all the facts on that. But let's jump into the most controversial one, and that's the flag. Is it, like, actually waving? Is it not waving? And then the conspiracy people are saying it's waving, but, like, it shouldn't be waving because there's no atmosphere on the moon, and then there's no wind. Like, why the hell is it waving? But, so they're like, it has to be in a studio with a fan on. And NASA was actually really smart. I actually don't believe, like, this one, like, does... I side with NASA on this one just because, like, when you zoom into the picture, you can tell. They put a horizontal pole in the flag just because when they are on the moon, if they would have planted it and there wasn't anything, like the conspiracy theory people are saying, it would just drop straight down. So if you zoom in and you look on the picture, it has, like, you can clearly see a pole at the very top of it that's kind of hanging it up. And the reason, like, it's all, like, wrinkled up is because it was folded. So, like, that, like, this one checks out for me. I don't see, like, a conspiracy theory at all with the flag, which is super weird because this one's the most common one. And I, like, you know, debunked it myself. But, yeah, if you go to the picture, you zoom in, you can clearly see a pole through the top that it's hanging up on. And then, like, if you zoom in, like, you can kind of tell it's not actually waving in the air. So, this one... I debunk it. Y'all can form y'all's own opinion. Just know that y'all are wrong. Because there's a pole in there, and that's why it's looking like it's flying. And the reason they did this was because, like I said, it would have just drooped down. And every all six, like, I don't want to call them flights, but all six shuttles that went to the moon, they actually took pictures with the flag. I don't know if they took pictures, but they planted the flag, and they all had the pole in it. So they were all doing the same thing. So, yeah. That's why it looks like it's flying, is because NASA was smart enough to make it look like that. Could it have been in a studio? Could it have been on the moon? I don't know, but I know for sure there's a freaking pole in there that's holding that flag up. The horizontal pole is basically Viagra, but for the flag instead of, you know, an elderly dude. So kind of picture it like that. The next one is, a lot of people are like, well, why haven't we been back? So, the last, like, the very first moon landing was in 1969. The last one that they did was in 1972. And everyone's like, if we could do it, why don't we do it more? And then, like, NASA's, like, explanation for it was, like, it cost a shit ton of money to send people up there, like, $4 billion per person or some shit like that. And they just didn't feel the need to keep putting the resources towards that. Especially after the last one. The Vietnam War had started soon after, and then, like, you know, politicals got an involvement of that, and they're like, hey, we've already been there, like, why should we waste money to go back? We already won the race with the Soviet Union, we need to focus on the Vietnam War. And so then after that, like, the war ended, and then they just wanted to put money elsewhere and try different things. So that's why we haven't really been back. It's kind of strange to me that we haven't gone back, but also, like, what do we need to go back for? Like, I don't know, maybe there was some scary shit up there that we saw and we're like, you know what, we probably shouldn't go back there. I don't know, that's just my little two cents on that. Maybe we saw it, these aliens. Maybe that's why Elon Musk is trying to go back, because he came from the moon. And I don't know, maybe he's a little alien. Maybe he's not an alien. We shall see. You know what? Maybe he is. The more I think about that, I can see him being an alien. Just because that fucker's smart. Like, way too smart. So, that's all the little conspiracy theory talk I got for you. I'll let you form your own opinion and post a poll and see what all y'all think. See if the moon landing was real or if it was fake. But let's jump into the fun fact before I give y'all my opinion on that. So the fun fact is, there's actually water, per this thing, on the moon, and it's because the back side of it, like, you know, the side that's not facing Earth, I did say that it may spin on its axis earlier in the episode, but per this, I can confirm that it does not, and one side's always, like, you know, facing towards the sun, and then the, you know what, maybe the moon's sunburnt on that side, maybe it's a little darker. A little lighter on the back. But anyway, the side that's not facing the sun ever, it got so cold that, like, you know, it kind of created, like, little ice crystals. So technically, there is water on the moon, but not really, because it's, like, frozen ice and you're never going to unfreeze it because it's too damn cold on that side. So, but there technically is, you know, a little bit of water on there. As far as my opinion on the moon landing, I think that, like, we have been to the moon. Also think, like, all of it happened, and I don't think these pictures are fake. But I also, I think we've been to the moon, but I could see the first one being fake. It's like, I could believe the conspiracy theories on the very first one, but we've definitely been probably multiples of times. I do believe the first one, but, like, if you gave me, like, better, theories than, like, these couple theories, I would, like, not be hard-pressed to not believe the first one wasn't real. So, with that being said, I, you know, we've been on the moon, according to me, and it's my world. So, you know, I'm always right. So, yeah, been on the moon, that's my opinion. I'll post on the Instagram stories a little poll and see what y'all think after listening to this podcast. And, you know, I wasn't trying to persuade y'all one way or the other. I genuinely want to know what y'all think. I was just providing facts. That's why I waited until the end to say, like, what I thought. I was probably a little biased on some of it, though. Like, especially the flag. Like, you know what? The flag's real. Someone put a poll in there, made me believe it, so... With that being said, it's going to be it for this episode. I'll talk to y'all next week. Don't forget, it's my world and y'all are just living in it.